And we're now joined on the teleconference by Illinois' Matt Boland. The Fighting Illini bring back two starters and have six newcomers on their roster this year, joining a list of returning veterans that includes Big Ten All-Freshman Team selection Alex Whittinger. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Can you please make some opening remarks? Then we'll take questions.
Sure. Excited for our team, and I think they're anxious to play against somebody else. We've had a good summer and fall here, just getting better, and I think one of the things we're hoping for is that the freshmen that were played last year in Alex, Sierra, and Jalen would take a step, and a lot of times you see that be the biggest step from their freshman to sophomore year, and we've certainly seen that in all three kids. Sierra got hurt in December last year, and it's taken a little while to come back from the injury, but now is starting to make great strides, and Jalen and Alex have taken big strides as well. So I think those three as sophomores will be very good players, and with Kennedy Cattenhead kind of a leader for us and tough kid, and then Ashton McConnell is a senior who just does everything right. We've got some good leadership in place, and now to add some really talented freshmen to that class is exciting. They're anxious to play against somebody else and do some things, but one of the things was we're trying to teach and just take it slow with this group and not overwhelm them, let the talented players kind of just show their talent by keeping it simple and allow them to do the things that they're capable of doing.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
If you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. Long time no see. Hey,
hey Bob.
What have you been doing to improve rebounding for you? I know that was a concern last year. How's that going?
Yeah, good. I mean, obviously, using guy practice players, we do a lot of rebounding drills. It is going to be something at times, when, especially when we rotate, Alex, and I think will be one of the best rebounders in the Big Ten. And then Allie is a freshman at 6'2 and physical and certainly can go get it and move. But then, with our guards, Sierra Rice is a good rebounder, and Jalen and Brandy, certainly their quickness. But it is something that we're concerned about, something that we're working on. We're hoping that our ability to handle the ball, pass, and shoot maybe overcome sometimes when the teams are a little bit bigger and more physical than we are.
Last year you had a go-to player, obvious go-to player. Is it different now? Are you going to have one of those, or is it could it be more balanced?
Yeah, I think we'll be more balanced. I think in the two scrimmages that we've had different leaders in that, and certainly Alex is capable of putting up some big numbers. Sierra, averaged almost 14 a game as a freshman. So I think those two will certainly score. But Allie coming in, Coach Martinez said the other day, Allie might be our leading scorer as a freshman because, she can just do so many different things. She scored the first 8 points of our scrimmage on Saturday and did a lot of good things there. So we do have different pieces. I think Brandy will be able to score. And we just have different kids that can shoot the basketball. So I think we'll have some more balance and probably have, hopefully three, four, five kids in double figures at times.
Thanks, Coach. See you soon.
See you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Christy Winterscott, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Christy.
Where have you seen your team leadership improve regarding your players?
Yeah, I think just the off season we had a good off season. I think Kennedy. Sometimes you need a leader that's got a little toughness to her, and I think Kennedy has that, and I think she's done a good job with that. Ash McConnell is just a kid that's a senior that everybody loves. Ash, she just does the right things. She's a great teammate. She's very vocal, and I think those two have kind of solidified that. And then one of the things we say is your best player needs to be your hardest worker, and we've had that with Alex. And certainly she's our hardest worker every day. When she steps on in between the lines, she just competes and goes extremely hard. So our six freshmen, we tell them, hey, if you want to be great, try to be like Alex and try to compete as hard as she does. And, with Sierra, I've been challenging Sierra, right? So, you're our best guard, be our hardest worker and be consistent. Obviously, she's coming back from injury, so she's working through that and trying to take steps. And I know she wants to. And when Sierra's a kid that last year she was fairly solid in practice, and then we got the games, and like, oh, she really stepped up and made plays. And even to start the game, end the game, while she was healthy, and even though she was a freshman, she made a lot of plays, which you need your leaders to make plays down the stretch. So I think it'll be kind of by committee a little bit this year because we are young and we have different kids in those roles. But certainly we do have some leaders in place that are saying and doing the right things Jalen Kirkpatrick has a lot of leadership qualities as well as a point guard. And, you know, coming out of Canada, she was a number one rated guard in Canada and had a good freshman year. And then she's really taken a step and has done extremely well on the court.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Shelley Till, BTN.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Shelley.
You mentioned a lot about players who are stepping it up for you from a leadership role. Given the changes and the new freshmen and having so many new bodies and you know, change is a constant in life, what are your main points of focus in terms of X's and O's with this new group right now?
Yeah, so we're running dribble drive offensively. We ran that our first year here, ran it at Green Bay, and it's a pretty simple offense. We teach it in our camps as far as, you know, where to go and what to do, but it allows players, you know, they can get to the rim and make plays. And I think it allows players to be aggressive without overthinking. And I think that's going to be one of our challenges. You know, I've been a coach that has done a lot of different things and you know, run a motion offense, pure motion, run a dribble drive, and then also run set plays. And I think we need to be careful to not overwhelm them, especially when we have probably two starters that'll be freshmen and really talented kids that we don't want them, you know, to miss out on some of their talent or not be able to play aggressively because they're, you know, thinking about the plays and overthinking about all the different things that we run. So we're going to try to keep it simple. It is a challenge as a veteran coach, you know, to try to not put too much in. And so far we've been good in that in practice and just building slowly. But as we move forward, I know as a coach you always want to add things and put in more, but I'm not so sure that's the best thing for this group.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
All right. Thanks so much.